We already know that the war between Russia and Ukraine has been going on since February 2022. Everyday missiles, drones, explosions, it has almost become routine. But suddenly this war spilled over somewhere else. And not just anywhere, it reached Poland, a country that is part of NATO, and that makes the story very serious. So what happened? On the nights of Tuesday and Wednesday, Russia launched many drones at Ukraine. But 19 of those drones didn't stay inside Ukraine. They crossed into Poland's airspace. Now the question is, by mistake or on purpose? Nobody knows for sure. But here's the twist. Poland is a NATO country, and NATO means if you touch one member, the whole gang of 32 countries can come together to defend it. It's like if someone messes with your cousin in the mohalla, suddenly the whole khandan shows up. Same vibe here. For the first time in NATO's history, their air force directly engaged with enemy targets. Poland has sent their F-16 fighters and the Dutch came with F-35s. Germans activated their Patriot defense systems and Italy even sent its AWACS surveillance aircraft. Together, they chased down and destroyed those drones. Imagine being in Poland that night. People literally woke up to the sound of fighter jets and explosions in the sky. After this, Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk did not play around with words. He called it a large-scale provocation and warned that Poland must be ready for every possible scenario. To make it official, Poland invoked Article 4 of the NATO Treaty. This is a very serious move. Article 4 means one country feels its security is under threat and NATO has to formally discuss what to do next. Now here is the shocking part. When the wreckage of the drones was examined, they turned out to be Gerbera drones. Unarmed dummy drones. Basically, they were not meant to kill but to confuse and test NATO's air defenses. This raised a new question. Was it really an accident or was Russia conducting a test, like a trial run? Russia and Belarus tried to play it down. Belarus claimed it was an accident and Russia said they never planned to hit Poland. But NATO leaders were not buying it. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte called it absolutely reckless and dangerous and directly told Putin, stop violating Allied airspace. Now many are thinking whether it was accidental or deliberate, this is dangerous. One small mistake, one wrong move, and it could trigger a much bigger war. That is why countries like Poland are spending heavily on defense and even planning to double the size of their army. And here's another interesting angle. All this is happening while the US elections are coming up. Trump has been talking about reducing American support for Ukraine. Now, you may also think that Russia is deliberately testing how serious America is about defending NATO. Now, if you look at Poland, they know Trump's mindset. That is the reason they are increasing their defense spending to convince him to keep US troops in Europe. In fact, Trump has also praised Poland for this and even hinted that he could send more troops if Poland wants. So, you can see, this drone incident is not just a small mistake. It is a line crossed. Poland's Prime Minister even said this is the closest they have been to an open conflict since World War II. Now Ukraine's Foreign Minister also added fuel to the fire by saying that Putin will keep provoking NATO if he doesn't get punished. He even requested NATO to deploy more air defense systems on Poland and Romania's borders, which could also help protect Ukraine itself. Meanwhile, ordinary Polish citizens also felt the tension. Flights were stopped at big airports, airspace was temporarily shut. And people even received emergency phone alerts, telling them to stay away from the drone wreckage. Imagine that kind of panic. So what's the bigger picture here? This incident shows that the Russia-Ukraine war is no longer just about two countries. Its fire is spreading. One misstep, one wrong drone, and it can drag all of Europe, and maybe the whole world, into the flames. And that's exactly what Russia seems to be testing. NATO's patience, NATO's unity, and NATO's limits. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.